So we're going to give you a little mantra for today's training. If the scene is fast, the feelings last. If the scene is fast, the feelings last. If the scene is fast, the feelings last. You're going to learn a very neat little formula we use. Actually, you're going to learn it twice because I'm going to tell you what it is in just a moment. But I really want you to get this. If the scene is fast, the feelings last. So why is that? If your scene is too slow, you're letting it be rational. You're trying to satisfy the rational mind. When people tell me of their scenes and they go, yeah, I'm talking with my brother, I'm showing him my new, 2014 Mercedes-Benz, it's got this and that and this and that and this and that and this and that, and my brother's wearing but I can't even do it, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to tell you all the stats about the car and tell you about the brother-in-law's outfit or the brother's outfit, whatever it is. It's too slow for me. If I even think about doing a creative act, that's way too slow for me. I want you to think about the creative act. The creative act increases in speed. And yet it comes from a stillness that's eternal. And it unlocks something which is magical and mystical. This is what your sessions get to be like. Here are the three questions that we ask to generate what a scene is. Ready? What's happening? How am I involved? And what's the pivot point, the tipping point, the anchor? Can we use a couple different phrases there for that? But that's it. What's going on? How am I involved? What's the point? The point where it tips, turns, anchors in. That's it. By the way, that's about as long as it takes to do an actual scene inside my imagination. Most of the time, the 5 to 15 minutes that we say to do in your session, most of the time, that's devoted to entering into the state akin to sleep and feeling the state of the wish fulfilled. You see, there's three sides to this. You enter into the state akin to sleep. Take a few minutes and do that. I don't care if it takes you 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Take the time to fully enter the state akin to sleep. We've got the videos on the website about that. Do it. Follow that formula. Next, while you're in the state to sleep, do a scene that evokes a feeling. The scene, again, is what's going on, how are you involved, what's the tipping point, what's the anchor point? And then feel that feeling. Rest in that feeling. Allow that feeling to carry you either into sleep or to get you up and have you do something in life. It really is this simple. By the way, what we're doing is, let's start with a metaphor. We'll explore an analogy, whatever you want to call it. My friend Lincoln has a four-wheel drive. So does Mikey, by the way. So Lincoln and Mikey both have four-wheel drives. And they're really useful. We can go up into the mountains with them. We can pretty much go right up a cliff face. So they've got huge tires and big diesel engines and all that stuff. Now, that four-wheel drive can go 60 miles an hour, 100 k's an hour down the freeway. What I want you to do is I want you to manifest like being on the freeway. In other words, 100 k's an hour, 60 miles an hour. What I don't want you doing is manifesting like you're four-wheel driving, going up some, all that stuff that happens when you're four-wheel driving. Am I going to tip it over? Are we going to get stuck? All that stuff. I mean, four-wheel driving can be fun, but I want you to manifest fast. And the difference is, what you're going to learn in these recordings today is a bunch of tiny, tiny little bits that put you back on the freeway. In other words, I want you to do three things. Stop riding the brake. When I taught my daughter how to drive a car, she would ride the brake. She'd have her left foot on the brake, her right foot on the gas. And I told her, I says, that's going to get mighty expensive whenever you replace your brakes every couple weeks. And she's like, what do you mean? Why would I do that? I says, well, you're riding the brake. Tuck your left foot underneath you. That way you can only brake or gas. You're not going to want to do both at the same time. We're going to cover some things that help you with braking and gassing. Not at the same time, because there are little areas where you need some details. One of the areas is in the method. So if you get the details of the method right, in other words, you know, here's one of the methods, ready? What's going on? How am I involved? What's the point? What's the tipping point, the anchor point? Okay, answer those three questions real quick, you know, rationally. That's like putting on the brakes. What's the scene? Oh, it's a dinner party. What's it implying? Okay, by the way, you know, all the scenes imply something. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But the scene's a dinner party. What's going on? There's a conversation I'm involved in. Got it. And what's the tipping point? Tink of the glasses. Cool. So let me run it through my head real quick. Ready? Oh, we're having a dinner party at the house. It's really cool. About 50 people or so here. I can see some of them out of my peripheral. By the way, I'm really beefing this up here. Ready? I can see all this. Yep. My buddy Mikey says, hey, good job, man. Tink. That's it. I'm happy because we paid off the mortgages. You get it? Let me speed it up even more. There's a dinner party. I know what it looks like. Got it. There's talking going on. Yeah, yeah. I wonder how they did it. Well, you know, he teaches that stuff. Cool. He actually does it too. Got it. Okay, there's a little bit of talking going on. Mikey comes up. Hey, brother, how you doing? Good on you guys. Bang. That's it. That's how fast a session can be. No need to fill in any other details. No need to do anything else. In other words, what's going on? Dinner party. How am I involved? Conversation. Okay, just I know that, yeah, my buddy Mikey comes over and has a conversation with me. There's my involvement. What's the tipping point? The tink of the glasses. Good job, brother. Bang. The tipping point just takes a second. You notice we're developing more and more clarity around that little formula every time I explain it there. This is what the rational mind is good for. This is what putting on the brakes where it's useful is. Because you could just go, yep, imagining creates reality, let's do it. But we really, in this culture today, we need to learn how to imagine effectively. Older cult, by the way, in the 70s, people read more. In the 40s, people read a lot more. Around the 1900s, people read, guess what? A lot more. Okay, in other words, by the way, they didn't just read more. I know that someone's going to cite illiteracy stats for me. So they not only read more, but they were read to more. They listened to stories more. Growing up as a boy, there were stories on the radio. I can't imagine that anymore. Yeah, we do have audiobooks now, thank God. But think about an audiobook. If you listen to an audiobook, I listened to Atlas Shrugged. I think it was like 54 hours compared to the Atlas Shrugged movie, which is like a total of six. It's actually three little movies. 54 hours, there's a lot more detail in there, and there's a lot more for me to imagine. And if you listen to an audiobook, or you listen to someone like me telling you a story about our garden, or even if I tell you, yeah, here's what a typical imaginal act is like. I imagine a dinner party, there's some conversation going on. Mikey says, good job, brother, tinks the glass. Yeah, I feel great. All the mortgages are paid off, everyone's celebrating with us, maybe even you. That's how fast it is. But we covered a detailed formula too for you. Slow down and get the formulas. Slow down and get the lessons. Just don't go imagining creates reality and run off and do it. Learn how to imagine because you need to learn how to imagine. Our current culture has taught us not to imagine. Our current culture has taught us to sit back and watch videos. Our current culture has taught us to sit back and be told what something means instead of, by the way, you could imagine 3,000 different meanings to anything. And odds are you only imagine one or two. Yeah, I'm going to toss this in for an exercise. So, Victoria's late. She's late. Okay, what could that mean? Could be her monthly thing is late, and we might have a baby. Well, that could mean a lot of things. But guess what? We're both fixed. Doesn't matter. Next. Victoria's late. What else could that mean? Oh, she's late getting back from work. Okay, I wonder what that could mean. Well, it could mean she's stuck in traffic. Could mean there was a terrible accident. Could mean she's working overtime. Could be the boss is giving her a raise. Could be she stopped to get me something yummy. Could be, oh, she's actually not late. Let me look around. I'll notice she's out in the garden right now. I see her car. I see her enjoying the garden. We take tiny little snips and we attach meaning to it. And our culture teaches us to take a tiny little snip. Again, think about the news for a second. Here's a tiny little snip, a very quick photo, or a very quick movie, and we're going to tell you what it means, and then you'll walk around in horror for the rest of the day. This is what you've been trained to do. And this is why taking your imagination back, realizing the imaginal power that you are, needs directed. You are the operant power. Not the news, not the media. You're the operant power. When you explore these lessons on speed today, they're all subtle reminders that you're the operant power. Slow down to learn the lessons inside of all of this. Speed up and use them. And when we say speeding up, again, make your sessions really fast and simple. You're going to hear where we basically go through four steps that take someone from going, I want my ex back, I really want my ex back, I want my ex back, to, yeah, I just want to feel loved. I'm choosing to feel loved and loving and lovely. You see, if you do that, by the way, we show the four steps to do that. Okay, actually, four steps that we move through in the big recording. I want you to listen for them. I want you to just notice the pattern that we share. We do have it in the printout, but also write it out as you're listening to it. Because this is so common. See, when you get stuck on the X is a thing, the thing ain't moving that fast. On the other hand, feelings move quickly. If you can imagine what it's like to just feel love, to feel lovely, you don't even need a scene for that. If you want to speed things up, how fast can you feel lovely right now? Can you close your eyes and notice how it begins in your body? What are the physical sensations of feeling loved, of feeling lovely, of feeling intelligent, of feeling strong and capable? If you explore those things right now and explore feeling those feelings directly, you're going to do something really marvelous. Again, if we had to sum up Neville's methods in just a few words, I would say feel what you want now. Feel the feeling that you want in your life now. In other words, make it unconditional. I'm not like, oh, I'll feel so much better when the mail gets here. I had a neighbor like that. She would always feel better once the mail got there. Whew, the mailman came. 20 minutes later, well, I'll feel better when the mail gets here tomorrow. She did this for 35 years. At least the 35 years that I know her. I'd stop by and say, hey, how's it going? I'm waiting for the mailman. Oh, yeah? I feel better when he gets here. She based her whole life on one event that happened 5 days a week. That's pretty tough. On the other hand, she could just choose to feel better now. See, she was choosing to feel better once the mailman got there. Instead of just feeling better now. And then we got to ask, if you want to speed things up a little bit more, identify things a little bit more precisely. You're going to notice how we do that in the recordings. But feeling better, as compared to what? Then before the mailman, that creates a comparison that gets the brain stuck in a loop. It's like going, what do I want, a cheeseburger, a pizza, or a Ferrari? Oh, I'm awful hungry. What do I got to pay for all three of them? Which, you know, people get stuck in the weirdest loops. Stay out of comparison. What do you want to feel? You want to feel different. I'll guarantee that. Everyone wants to feel something different. And it could be the same sensation, but feeling more of it. It could be the same emotion, but more of it. But anytime you're doing this stuff, it's because there's a wanting of a difference. Identify what the difference is. In other words, feeling loved. Simple, positive term. Feeling competent, capable, relaxed. You're going to notice in the recordings a lot of tiny, tiny little bits. And it's those tiny little bits. Again, we want to create a freeway. Stop riding the brake. Just slow down long enough to learn the methods right. pour on the gas by accessing the states as easily and as simply as possible. That's what all the lessons are about today. That and smoothing out the road for you. All right, so that's it for this tiny little introduction. We're going to do one more tiny little recording, and then we'll go into the main one. So this is introduction number one. Listen to introduction number two, and then let's dive in. Thanks for listening. See ya.